St. David's Lions are wondering if their 60th anniversary carnival can top last year's popular event, which was 4 days long and the biggest and best yet, after 2 years of a pandemic. The attendance was higher than ever before, and they made out better financially than any other year, says Vice President Martin Forster. Some of the food sold out, and tickets for the raffle grand prize were gone before the last night was out, says Forster, who is also regional district chair. All that to say this year could be another record breaker, explains Forster. The Lions have expanded some of the most popular events, and downsized others, such as bingo, which will still be offered but in a smaller tent. There will be other outside vendors, and the Lioness will be helping with the fish pond and birthday games. We're trying to get as much back as we can after COVID, says Forster. The carnival is our most significant fundraiser, and that's what helps us give back to the community. There is also a full lineup of music organized by Ken Lamb for Friday and Saturday with a wine and beer tent, and for the first time, as a special 60th anniversary event, Lions will open the park Sunday from 3 to 11 p.m. The rides and games will be shut down, but the stage will be drawing a crowd for a fabulous country music event, with a $20 donation, and the Lions food booths will be open. Lions will once again be offering the world-famous Lions burger, says Forster. Also hot off the grill will be pea meal bacon on a bun, and the Great Canadian Burger, a combination of beef and pea meal. Also back are the fries, onion rings and much-loved corn on a cob. Townsend rides aimed at kids and teens are returning, as are the traditional Lions activities such as the nickel sale and the ever-popular grocery wheel. If you play, there's a chance you'll take home a basket of groceries. Leo's, the youth branch of Lionism, will be helping out wherever needed, likely in the burger and fries booths, selling pop, and in the bingo tent. St. David's Queenston United Church will be back in their booth, selling the delicious, traditional selection of homemade pies made by parishioners. Raffle tickets will be on sale at the carnival for a trailer, donated by Niagara Trailers, with a second prize of $1,000. Admission and parking are free. The carnival runs Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, July 26 to 28, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, July 29, from noon to 11 p.m., and Sunday, July 30, 3 to 11 p.m.